This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 12th day of June, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. As I've done the past 2 days, we're starting our shows from here on and until something changes with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to get their current first aid training and CPR training before the 1st of July. Things that are coming up, I think it may be very necessary for some of you to have that. One of our local guys, we have training a local preparedness group. He was at a family gathering. His aunt collapsed. This young man was probably about 20 years old. He'd been to our CPR training. All the older adults in their 40s, 50s, and 60s stood around wondering what to do next. When he took charge and saved his aunt's life as a consequence of taking the CPR training given by our local preparedness group. So you can actually save a life with this, a good thing. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished advanced amateur archaeologist, weekly radio talk show host, author, having authored, I believe now, 11 books, and man about town. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Nice day today.
It is. We got a cool rain day here in the Ozarks, but that's okay. Lots and lots of rain. People speculating on if the rain is natural or if there's some human manipulation going on. I don't have an answer. Do you, sir?
No, actually not. A lot of rain does not mean by itself that there's manipulation going on. And that's something that I have not had time to follow, looking at the patterns, etc. But I'll tell you something else, John. All of the data that I used to use to look at these things is gone. they have removed any shred of availability of weather data from accessibility. It started about 10 years ago with the solar. There's about 60 solar observatories around the world on the ground. Those went dark. Then everything else. And recently...
Well, let me correct you a little bit. Dark to your access. The information is still being gathered. It's still available, but they've cut off public access.
Everything. And anything that was there is now thoroughly filtered, so you cannot see anything of reality. And they have programs just like, say, Google, just like Twitter, just like Facebook has programs that go out and filter. They have programs that filter the weather data. And we caught them doing this actually with the GOES satellites, which are the National Weather Service raw feed satellites. They brought one back online. They had reprogrammed it, and it showed all of the chemtrails that were in California. It was the GOES West. And then they shut it down very quickly, and it came back, and it didn't have any of it.
That was a big wasn't it? Oops.
Yeah, they forgot to turn on the filters, and we saw all of this stuff going on, chemtrails, all kinds of other stuff, too numerous to mention. And then it went down, and it came back, and it didn't have any of it.
Yeah, that reminds me of my Friday guest, Dr. Leonard Wilbert. He's about 65 years old. He's very accomplished in his chosen career of being a chiropractic physician. It's been about 20 years ago, Jim, I called him out into the parking lot of his office in St. Louis. There was chemtrails, very graphic chemtrails covering the skies. And I said, "Doc, look up." And he looked up, and he looked at me, and he shook his head and just walked back inside the building. He didn't know what to think. He knew it wasn't normal. Before he became a doctor, he was an engineer with McDonnell Douglas, which became Boeing, helping build F-15s. So he knew what we was looking at can't happen normally. He knew that, but he just shook his head and walked back inside the building.
Yeah, well, jet airliners do not fly in grid patterns back and forth. And I did two studies, one up on the Canadian border for a number of months, and then I did another one in Florida for a number of months, and I tracked the chemtrails. Not a single one of them was related to commercial aircraft of any kind, whether it was freight or passenger aircraft. Excuse me. None of that was related to any normal air traffic.
Well, a normal contrail, which can be generated by any aircraft if it's high enough, is simply condensed vapor that goes away in about 30 to 60 seconds, and it's just simply gone, isn't it?
Right. Well, they had contrails. The B-17s in World War II would use contrails. But, the condensation would disperse and go away. I saw on the Canadian border, excuse me, a chemtrail, it was one coming out of each wing of the aircraft, do a barrel roll. And so somebody...
These guys get bored. They got to have some fun, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't think anybody's doing barrel rolls.
I saw one. I've told this story before. I was in Crawford County, and I'm driving north, and I see a representation of the Union Jack flag, where you've got the... left, right, up, down, and then the crisscross, a perfect Union Jack in the sky. I called up three different people I knew could see it because I wanted some witnesses, a perfect Union Jack in the sky over South Central Missouri with these chemtrails.
Wow. Yeah. I'm amazed that Trump has not taken on this issue. It never has made mention of it. It's one of the major, major issues.
Well, when you're a cat in a room full of mice, you got to prioritize and pick out which mouse you want to catch because you can't catch them all. It's what an undertaking this man has. And he's prioritized. I know you and I know many were looking forward to Mr. Kennedy going after the vaccines. That's been put on hold. I think there are some things he's waiting until that second election to take on. Taking on the pharmaceutical industry is probably not a wise thing to do until you know you don't run for election again.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you do have to prioritize, exactly. John, I have a question for you. I just saw this morning. This is on CNN. A woman in Missouri, one of your neighboring states, was in a campground. Maybe you've seen this story. And there were some people down by a lake, a man and a woman with a dog, and she approached them with a handgun at her side. The woman that was down by the lake, this is a private campground, one of the Campground America or America Campground, something like a national chain campground.
Right, right.
But anyway, the woman down by the lake took a video of this and put it on the internet, and it went viral. So the woman gets fired. Now she's being arrested for displaying a firearm in public. So anyway, my question is, just if you have a comment on that.
Well,
I did not see the video myself.
I have not either, but this is my expertise and this is my state. The statute says displaying the weapon in an angry or threatening manner. So,
I'm sorry, it was Mississippi. It was Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Not well, I don't know Mississippi laws, but there's usually a lot of similarity. In Missouri, it would be displaying the weapon in an angry or threatening manner. I don't know what Mississippi's law is, but in Missouri, it would be a no big deal to carry a firearm if it's not displayed in an angry or threatening manner. What Mississippi's laws specifically are, I can't comment on that. If we have somebody who knows Mississippi laws, they're certainly welcome to give us a call here at 800-313-9443. I don't know how else I could comment on that, Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I did not have time to look at the video, so I'm not sure exactly what happened. But anyway.
Okay. Well, moving on from there, the election cycle for the president is ramped up. And Jim, there's a book I just ran across. The book, I was aware of the DVD, based on the book titled Enemies Within, done by Trevor Loudon from New Zealand. He apparently wrote a book first with the same title, 702 pages, documenting communists that have been elected to the United States House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and giving real firm documentation, including Joe Biden, by the way, and Bernie Sanders, both have very clear and definite linkages to communist front groups. I think there's a lot of value there for people to both either watch the video or read the book. I just downloaded the book on my Kindle yesterday. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, guys. I heard last week Doug Hagman had Dane Wigington on, and it was one of those statements that, you know, if you're not taping the show, you can't go back and replay it. But he said something about they have, I don't know if it's somebody he talked to or that they actually were told that the some agency, and I don't know if it was private, it sounded like it was government, but I don't remember which one it was, actually tells the weatherman what the weather's going to be.
Well,
did you happen to catch that?
Let's just clarify what's going on. And for decades, literally, maybe when you were a little kid, the weatherman actually had something to do with looking at weather. The meteorologists today are weather readers, and they have been for a long time. It's just like when you watch CNN or something; those people are reading scripts. They look like they're sitting there chatting, talking back and forth, and they have scripts that they're reading, and they're very good at it. And they look at the camera, and it looks like they're talking to you, but they're reading a script. And the weatherman has been doing that for decades. And so, anyway, that's been going on for a long time, where they're reading a script. And now, who writes the scripts? It depends. Understand that the vast majority of weather is normal weather. It's the unusual ones. And then layered on top of this is, in some cases like Florida and California, daily chemtrail spraying. And so, you know, this is all mixed together. Or if you have manipulated hurricanes, or as in the case of Peru recently, where they had an earthquake, there's a lot of suspicion, and there's, I believe it also, there's a lot of reason to believe that that was a man-made earthquake, a man-manipulated earthquake. And that doesn't prove that it is. It just, there's a lot of factors that point to that direction. And there was clear evidence in Ecuador a couple of years ago, because I was there and saw the videos of the rods from God weapons coming in, creating the earthquakes in Ecuador. Okay, so anyway, you have all of this layered, but just make no mistake, the weathermen have been reading the news for decades.
On something else, you know, June is usually when they start cutting wheat here in Kansas, and usually you'll hear reports on the news, you know, where the custom cutters are, you know, coming out from Texas, but I really haven't heard much of anything. Have you guys heard, John, if, you know, I know you guys don't grow a lot of wheat in Missouri, I don't think, but, you know, have you heard anything about anybody being able to cut wheat because of all this rain? You know, it's
everything is, from what I've heard, everything is retarded because of the rain,
right.
Not being able to get into the fields.
Yeah, northern Missouri.
Well, not only plains. That.
They can't get in the fields. They can't get in the fields to do anything. It's just too soft. The ground won't support the equipment, Sherry.
But it's like beat down, too. I wouldn't be surprised if it's beat down, you know, with some of all this rain. I doubt it, and it's going to be all full of fungus, you know. I doubt if we're going to have much wheat this year. So, anyway. That's it.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, the northern Missouri, north of the Missouri River, we have is plains just like Kansas and Nebraska, and there's lots of corn, wheat, and soybeans grown in northern Missouri normally. But this year, there's so much rain, the ground's so soft it won't support the equipment. The equipment just can't get out there because the ground won't support the equipment, I don't know if we're at the point, but we're quickly approaching a point where it'll be too late. Even if the ground gets firm enough, it'll be too late to do a planting because there won't be enough time left in the season to harvest the grain. Bad situation, Jim. I got the article up here that you were talking about, the woman in Mississippi. Apparently, she was confronting a couple at the campground that did not have reservations to be there. And she's charged with a misdemeanor charge of threatening exhibition of a weapon, posted a $500 bond and was released awaiting her day in court. So there's some unknowns here, but I think she was an employee of the campground, apparently.
She was the person working in the office.
Right.
Usually they have one person there. You know,
right.
It's not a,
right.
You know. Unless it's the 4th of July, maybe, or something.
Well, she's recorded telling the couple they had to leave because they didn't have reservations, which means they were trespassing, basically. For a woman by herself to be confronting trespassers, being armed is probably wise. You know, of course, we don't know here if she displayed the firearm in an angry or threatening manner, which would be a Missouri law. I'm not sure what Mississippi law would be.
Wait, we got, John, I think we still have the last caller online here.
All right, I'm not sure who's talking here. I think that may have been my engineer talking. Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on the air. But this woman's going to be okay. She lost her job, but she'll be fine. She's 70 years old, and no harm came. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of June. We're going on a cruise. You got 21 days to make your mind up, get your deposit in. 21 days, and that's it. If you don't sign up, get your deposit in before the 4th of July, well, you're going to miss this opportunity to go on a Caribbean cruise. Myself, Leon Green, and a great bunch of men and women of like mind, as we say. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, give Betsy a call. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad, my weekly commercial-free show that's been airing since the year 2000. And then my paid cast, which is an extra hour deep dive into scientific topics that you won't hear anyplace else on this side of the universe. And that's available on my webpage for $3.95 per month subscription. All of that on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Jim, I have a private source that's a very high-level management in FEMA saying that they're getting information that the Democrats are going to do something. We don't know what, on July the 1st. So I've been putting out alerts to that effect, alerting people that the Democrats will do something. The men I'm working with, our belief is that they will try to pull off several Ferguson-type events in major cities, with George Soros-funded money, George Soros-funded training and equipment and supplies, to have these professional rioters cause massive civil disorder in major U.S. cities. That's our best guess at what they may attempt to do in order to push Donald Trump to do something that could be made, attempt to make him look bad as a response to the out-of-control rioting that would be intentional and set off by George Soros-funded minions. So we don't know what will happen or if it will happen. I'm sure that Donald Trump's aware of this, and he'll do what he can to stop it from happening in the first place. But it would be wise for people to have a plan and to have a way to have food and water and medical supplies and defend life and property. It'd be a wise thing to do, wouldn't it, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. And John, this is something very interesting. You know, there's the term Antifa, which the Soros people have adopted. And in the United States, they make it sound like anti-fascism. The term Antifa is very old, and you find that in Latin or Spanish or Italian-speaking countries. And what it means is literally costume. And more specifically, a costume with a mask, so you can't see who the person is. And so the Antifa, you find Antifa stores in countries, anywhere in the, you know, the Latin-based language countries. And Antifa means costume with a mask. And so in the United States, I don't know how they've managed to twist it into anti-fascism, because that's not what the term means. It means right. A costume with a mask, and that's what they are. If you look at these people, they typically have masks, and so anyway, that's just a
almost always have their faces covered with something, a bandana, if not a mask, usually a bandana is what I've seen. But there's linkages from the Antifa people to what was going on in Europe in the 1930s, too, with the various symbolisms that they're using and so forth. And of course, going back to the source of funding, is George Soros. And these organizations are all connected by chain of command, by money, to cause disruption, to cause civil disorder, in order to apparently what they believe will do is give the Democrats more strength, more ability to win the next election, which takes place in 18 months. Actually, less than 18 months at this point. I guess it's about 16 months. I think it would be wise to have people be aware of this. I've also getting reports, Jim, about a turnaround in the economy, a bad turnaround in the economy, possibly beginning in July, which would also be a contrived event to make President Trump look bad also in another effort to win the election in 2020. Lots of things on the plate and lots of things to be aware of, aren't there, Jim?
Yeah, well, the Democratic Party is becoming so bizarre. If you look at the front runner, Biden has connections to China, to Ukraine, to many other things. His, you know, his kid and the family are just very bizarre.
It is. It is. Getting stranger by the moment. We got a 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots going on, new things at my website. Something we got posted just recently, scroll down a little bit just below the Navy map. Red Dawn. Learn the true nature of a Russian invasion. A couple of very important interviews there. I think you'll get a lot out of them. Also, my website, of course, we have a help wanted notice. I am actively recruiting people to do marketing for me. These are part-time paid positions to do marketing for John Moore. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? It's not going to fix itself. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Not sleeping well at night, you want to sleep like as good as a child, like I do every night, get yourself an energy cleaner, $285, shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, they do vary in price depending on what you get. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. They're all right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. Let me give you some numbers and then make a five-second statement and ask you a question. 435, 100, and 131. Now, we've got 435 representatives in the House, 100 senators, and 131 others that are appointed in the executive branch between the courts and the cabinet. Here's my question. Do you really think that we have anything to say or do of what goes on in Washington, whether or not there's a good or a bad in government? And you've got 666 people ruling this nation of 300 plus million.
Okay. I'll respond, Jim, and then I'll give you a shot at it. First of all, it's Mr. Trevor Loudon's research shows clear and convincing evidence that would stand up in court that about 80 or so of those senators and representatives have very close connections to communist organizations and communist front organizations and Muslim organizations. That's very scary. We have a republic where we elect people to do these things on our behalf, and the checks and balances so far are keeping our heads above water. The Electoral College, for example, is meant to keep us from becoming a democracy, and it's done that pretty effectively so far. They mean to change that also, and we're at a crossroads here where if we don't elect more Constitution-believing representatives and senators, we're going to lose this thing. If the Electoral College goes away, which it's not going to, we would become a democracy, which would be an absolute disaster. Many of these appointed positions are executive positions appointed by the president, and that's the way it's supposed to be. They only have the power the president lets them have. Jim, what's your follow-up on that?
Well, very simply, there is absolute massive cheating in the United States by the Democratic Party. If you look at the state level and then down to the county level, down to the precinct levels, you look at any state in the 2016 election and in the 2020 or the 2018 House Senate elections, the states were carried by the big cities uniquely. And by 80%, 80% to 20, you go across the border into the next county outside of those regions, and there's just about every state that was carried by Hillary Clinton, literally every state, was won by a big city in that state, where the whole rest of the state was red. You look at any state, and Trump narrowly won Wisconsin, Detroit, and Pennsylvania, because the people voted in such numbers in the rural districts. But the Democrats are fixing that. The Hillary Clinton loss was a lesson to them. It's like a team that lost the Super Bowl but should have won, and they come back the next year with vengeance. That's what's going on right now. So the next election in 2020, there's going to be more cheating than ever before. And it's going to be in the population centers. They know how to fix the system now. And even with the Electoral College, they can carry a state, because within the state, there's no Electoral College.
Right.
Because they can stuff the ballot box in the big city and win the state. Look at Minneapolis, carried the entire state of Minnesota. Las Vegas carried the entire state of Nevada. Denver carried the entire state of Colorado. I could go on and on. But they now know how to cheat and beat the Electoral College.
That's correct.
So we're in big trouble.
One other comment. One other comment.
Your numbers don't mean anything. They could have 1,000 people in the House of Representatives. They could have, you know, it doesn't matter, because once the Democrats get power again, you're going to see the fascist communist gloves come off, and it's going to be a big mess. It's where they were hoping we would be with Hillary Clinton. She was going to do away with all radio. This radio show would not be on the air with Hillary Clinton as president. This show would be banned. My show would be banned. NASA, we would have science by edict. Right now, we have science by edict with NASA proclaiming science. And it's just garbage. I mean, it's whatever they decide to say because, you know, it's political correctness because they go along with the global warming baloney. Whatever it takes for them to move their agenda. And global warming, by the way, is a huge agenda to control world politics and bring unity. And they're also attacking the young people. The young people are highly socialist Democrats because they've been programmed in the schools.
Okay. One other comment, if I might.
Go ahead, John.
In the 1960s, John, I was taught in grade school, we had three branches, legislative, judicial, and executive, when in fact, we actually have four. How many people in this country know there's four branches, and the fourth branch actually controls all the other three branches? We've got, you know, we've got this idea of... what do they call it? I can't even think of the name. It's the corporate. It's the, I forget what it's called, but there's four branches. And the reason that I brought up 435, 100, and 131, John, I find 666 an interesting number in a nation that was supposedly founded on godly principles. It's that 666 men and women that are controlled, that are part of a global conspiracy, not only to control the United States according to their will, but a worldwide government. And they're controlling 350 million people. Are we working for them, or are they working for us?
Okay. Let me say something here, John. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank, and they've been running this country for decades and decades, literally since World War II. You find the people that have headed the intelligence agencies have been operating the federal government. You know, and so Obama, you know, was a pawn in this whole operation.
Let's include Trump, the Bushes.
Trump is not.
And the Carters, Trump, and the Clintons. And I have to respectfully disagree. I think Trump is joined at the hip with all of this. I really do.
Well, he's very much aware of this.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. I've heard the same thing about Alex Jones. People think that he's a CIA operative. You would not create people that would cause you so much trouble. Donald Trump is a massive disruption in the playbook.
Yes.
But they did not take him seriously until it was too late. Supposed to have another Bush was supposed to be the candidate, and he was going to lose because he's got the personality of a jar of peanut butter. And Hillary
his turn was next.
Right.
The plan was Hillary to win 8 years, and then Jeb Bush another 8 years, and then by then Chelsea Clinton would be in line for the next woman president in the Clinton-Bush cartel.
Well, Donald Trump disrupted the whole playbook.
He's a disruptor.
It's a disruption, and they know there's, you know, 200 people showed up for Joe Biden's campaign rally yesterday. 200. That's optimistic.
It's a joke.
That's optimistic. You know, I can get 200 people together to hear me speak. I'm not running for president, so.
Too. It's ludicrous. And then they say he's running the PAC. I mean, this is all fabricated. It's all completely fabricated news.
Obviously. obviously. So, no, Donald Trump is a massive disruption to the playbook. And what they're really scared of is all the federal judges, which is hundreds of federal judges that he will be appointing, at least one, possibly two more Supreme Court justices. We're looking at a disruption decades into the future with six more years of Donald Trump, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, they are scared to death, and they're trying to take the House. I mean, they're trying to take the Senate now. There's only a few seats difference. They're trying to take the Senate so that they can try and push an impeachment, because that's the only way they're going to attempt to get him out of Congress. But that's why they can cheat at the state level. So they're gearing up the cheating machine of the Democratic Party, and understand that it's not illegal aliens who vote. It's the Democratic Party who votes for the illegal aliens. And that's what's going on. Like in California, used to be purely Republican state, solid Republican. Now a Republican cannot possibly win in that state. That's what they're trying to do for the entire United States, is bring in as many illegals as they can. And that's why they want open borders, because then they have this mass of people that they can have vote. And these people can vote 10, 20 times, you know, and they ship them around in buses. But the biggest cheating goes on right at the precinct level. They have the precincts programmed in these big cities to push the Democratic vote. And that's why, like in the Jill Stein recount back in the presidential election, over almost 1,000 precincts in the Detroit area could not be recounted because the boxes have been tampered with, which would have given Trump a huge lead. Let me make something clear. Go back to my study on the 2016 election, my three regressive analysis, mathematical analysis of the actual vote, the voting count, is that Hillary lost by over 17 million votes, possibly more. You know, that's how big the cheating is in this country, and it's going to be even bigger coming up in 2020. So it's not the Russians. You know, the Russian boogeyman is everybody's, oh, the Russians cheated. No, the Russians didn't do anything. The Democratic Party has a massive cheating machine in voter registration, in voting for people that have left the state, dead people, whatever it is. It's massive. And it's going to be even more massive in the 2020 election.
Right. Well, we can still prevail if we get the conservative vote out and get these people to get our people to the polls.
Well, imagine that.
That's going to be the challenge.
Donald Trump beat that massive cheating machine. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win by a massive landslide, and they were all laughing and chortling the night before. And Donald Trump beat that massive cheating machine.
That's right.
With and real votes.
He's going to do it again because we'll get the vote out. I believe more and more Americans are waking up to the risk that our republic is certainly at risk. And we need to get the vote out and get people to the polls. We still have the numbers if we can get our people to the polls.
Right. Well, they've been treating the United States like a third world banana republic, and you know, the literally for decades, you know, with the Clintons and the Bushes running the country, and the CIA doing whatever it wanted to do, and that's why right now they're fighting hammer and tong against Barr and the Inspector General, because they're starting to dig down into these agencies, and the farther they dig, the more crime they're going to find, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking. They want the open border at the South because that's their main route to bring drugs in.
That's right. Well, these drug cartels have a lot of power, and they have a tradition of buying off the Mexican government and officials and so forth. There's a lot to go up against here. This southern border needs to be brought under control. There's no way around that. And hopefully the Mexican government will do the right thing and follow up to stem the flow of these illegals coming up from Central America and Africa. Central Africa, that's pretty scary. You got people coming from where there's an active Ebola breakout, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah. And that's what the people at the border are saying is there's if you understand the immigration policies and processes, it's 3 years. Basically, those people are quarantined in their own country for 3 years before they get passage into the United States. That's all taken part, takes place in foreign countries where they get shots, they get immunized, they get tested, they get fingerprinted. All of that is done in foreign countries before the people ever get a chance to come here. All of that is being bypassed. And yeah, so you do have all of the major very bad diseases coming into this country. They're already here.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We have on the time in the world.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th day of June. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, sir.
Wow. This went fast. John, I'm starting on my paid cast, something that's been a long time awaiting and long time coming. I'm starting my educational program, and this goes for preschool, K-12, university, and graduate level, and I've already got a lot done towards this. The last 61 paid casts, I covered, I did lectures regarding my books and my work in general. And now I'm starting on an educational program that'll cover, like I say, preschool, K-12, university, and graduate school. And so I'm starting out, and this will be 100 paid cast lectures. So I'm starting an actual educational program that's designed for these age groups. And this can be mixed in with other curriculum, but the idea is to have real information available for people in schools. And a lot of people are turning to homeschooling. A lot of people use my books already for homeschooling. And so this is a program that I'm very happy to actually start. And this is going to lead into the future. We got to get back to real education where kids are taught how to think, that they're taught real science. I've looked in science books, K-12, high school, university, and it's just 99% garbage. I just can't even believe it, how bad it is. And so anyway, I've also in my paid cast covered the Cosmos series, which is still the world's most heavily sold science book, so-called science. And it's just garbage. It's just complete Looney Tune when you actually pull it apart and look at it. There's nothing there. It's all fabrication, and it was done in 1980, which you would think something may have changed since then, but no, it's just the same. So they're promoting this just ridiculous science, and we really need a basic science and math program. And I'm the person to do this. There's very few other people out there that really have the background, the teaching background, and the science background, and also understand what the real story is. So, anyway, well, I'm very proud that that's beginning.
For example, the theory, which has no evidence, never will, that one species can evolve and become a different species, is one of the foundational parts of all that fantasy, isn't it?
Well, also that planetary systems just become there. They just, like, appear out of nothingness, and the universe appeared out of nothing. It's just, it's
Big bang,
all ridiculous.
Right. Big bang, right. Well, good luck on that, Jim. We look forward to seeing that ready to go and help educate Americans in real science. That would be wonderful.
Exactly. Well, have a good week.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jim. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Okay. We got a top of our break coming up. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist, and we'll be talking about the international economy's conspiracy and the threat, the clear and present danger to our way of life, our republic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over.